ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्णा। Today evening we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2. Chapter is entitled Contents of the Gita Summarized, text number 4 and 5. Text number 4. Arjuna uvacha katham bhishmam aham sankhe द्रोणं च मधुसूदन इक्षुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजारहावरिसूदन। अर्जुन उवाच कथं भीष्ममहं सङ्खे द्रोणं च मधुसूदन इक्षुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजारहावरिसूदन। अर्जुन उवाच कथं भीष्ममहं सङ्खे द्रोणं च मधुसूदन इक्षुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन। अर्जुन उवाच कथं भीष्म अहं सङ्खे द्रोणं च मधुसूदन इक्षुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन। अर्जुन उवाच इक्षुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन। अर्जुन उवाच कथं भीष्ममहं सङ्खे द्रोणं च मधुसूदन इक्षुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन। अर्जुन उवाच कथं भीष्ममहं सङ्खे द्रोणं च मधुसूदन इक्षुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन। अर्जुन उवाच कथं भीष्मम् अहं सङ्खे द्रोणं च मधुसूदन इक्षुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन। वट् टु वट् ट्रान्स्लेशन् प्लीज़् कैण्ड्लि रिपीट्। अर्जुन उवाच अर्जुन सेड् कथं हौ भीष्मं भीष्म अहम् आय् सङ्खे इन् द फैट् द्रोणं द्रोण च आल्सो मधुसूदन ओ किलर् आफ् मधु इक्षुभिः विथ् एरोज़ pratiyotsyami shall counter attack. Puja arhu arho, those who are worshipable. Arisudana, O killer of the enemies. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Arjuna said, O killer of enemies, O killer of Madhu, how can I counterattack with arrows in battle men like Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of my worship? Purport. Respectable superiors like Bhishma, the grandfather, and Dronacharya, the teacher, are always worshipable. Even if they attack, they should not be counterattacked. It is general etiquette that superiors are not to be offered even a verbal fight. Even if they are sometimes harsh in behavior, they should not be harshly treated. Then how is it possible for Arjuna to counter-attack them? Would Krishna ever attack his own grandfather, Ugrasen, or his teacher, Sandipani Muni? These are some of the arguments offered by Arjuna to Krishna. We'll read text 5 also, because it's continuation of the same theme. Guru nahatva hi mahanubhavan shreyo bhoktum bhaksham api haloke hatvartha kamamstu guru nihaiva bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhan. Translation. It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood. Purport. According to scriptural codes, a teacher who engages in an abominable action and has lost his sense of discrimination is fit to be abandoned. Bhishma and Drona were obliged to take the side of Duryodhan because of his financial assistance. Although they should not have accepted such a position simply on financial considerations, under the circumstances, they have lost the respectability of teachers. But Arjuna thinks that nevertheless they remain his superiors, and therefore to enjoy material profits after killing them would mean to enjoy spoils tainted with blood. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Larita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchat Desha Tarine
नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। After reading these two verses and the beautiful purport Srila Prabhupada has given to enlighten us on the principles of Krishna consciousness, I just thought of going through what Srila Prabhupada has spoken on this verse when he was giving the discourses. This was in 1970 when he spoke on these two verses. And when I was going through the transcription of that lecture, Prabhupada doesn't talk about what he has talked about in the purport. So I was wondering how a pure devotee of Krishna, how Krishna reciprocates or how Krishna uses them as the instrument to speak which is relevant, which is important, which is essential for the particular group of devotees who are the audience. Prabhupada would have taken the same concepts which he is elaborating in the purports in his class. He could have done that. Just like any one of us, when we try to discuss something, we try to do that. That whatever Prabhupada has given, we just try to stick to the same theme or the concepts which Srila Prabhupada has emphasized, and we try to understand it in a broader aspect, understanding what is spoken about the same concepts in other scriptures or in some conversation or in some sannyasi or some devotee speaking on the same subject. We try to elaborate or deepen our understanding on the same concepts by taking help of other things. But Srila Prabhupada, he doesn't touch at all these words or these concepts which he has mentioned in the purport. He speaks something else. He says, somebody may think, you know, we are devotees of Krishna. How is it that, you know, we are hearing about a battle which has been fought? Because the verses says, you know, talks about different personalities, you know, who are fighting. So what does a devotee has to do with the fight, with a war? He generally, he wants to be away because he has something better to ponder about, to think about, to imbibe in one's life. He has many positive things in Krishna consciousness. Why he should so much think about the war and the people who are fighting in the war, the weapons which are used and the war strategies. Why he should think about these? And Prabhupada brings out a very sweet and wonderful concept and understanding that how anything which is spoken in the literatures, even if they have a slight connection with Krishna in any way, It is spiritual. It is purifying. This war, the Kurukshetra war, the war between Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and Yudhishthir, this is arranged by Krishna. This was Krishna's desire. And he collected all the Asuric people, Asuric leaders, the kings of that time. He brought them together under the banner of Duryodhana. And all the religious people or religious followers of the kings, Rajarishis, they were collected under another banner of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Krishna fulfilled his prophecy of protecting the devotees and annihilating the asuras or demons. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. So this is Krishna's plan. So therefore, this battlefield, what is happening, is of some interest to the devotees. Devotees hear about it and feel more connected to Krishna. Krishna's protection, Krishna's love for his devotees. Devotees appreciate that. They think about that. And they enhance their love for Krishna and their sense of being protected by Krishna in that way. So very sweet aspect Prabhupada was talking about in his class. So very wonderful to meditate on. Because Krishna, being all good, apparently so many people are killed, which is considered not very good. At least a saint is not supposed to deal with the killings. He is a saintly person. He is aloof from everything. A saintly person. And a devotee is naturally a saint. He is a devotee, a saintly person. So he naturally keeps himself away from such activities. But understanding the higher plan of the Lord, the devotees take great attention and care even to hear such descriptions about the war, about how things are happening, because Krishna is the connection. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. Because Krishna Sambandhe is there. Krishna is one way or other way connected to this war. Therefore, hearing about what is happening in the war is purifying to us, is elevating our Krishna consciousness, is elevating our love and sense of being protected by Krishna increases in our heart. And therefore, devotees take great attention to hear every aspects carefully, meditating on Krishna's love, Krishna's protection, Krishna's giving shelter to his devotees, and even Krishna killing all the demons. They see and hear and meditate on these things to enhance their Krishna consciousness. So this is very beautiful aspect. And also Prabhupada talks about that aspect of how foolishly this Mayavadi people, they think that this world is mithya, jagan mithya. They think, and they want to, you know, just get away from everything and want to be in a seclusion, in a very solitary place, and, you know, fixing themselves on the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, meditating on that with a desire to merge into the existence, transcendence. So they just reject this material world, thinking that or saying that this is Maya, this is Mithya, this is false. But Prabhupada argues, saying, how is it this material world is false? Prabhupada says, now we are sitting in this room. This room is there. It's not false. There is a microphone. I am speaking through microphone. This microphone is not false. This is reality. So Prabhupada, he was giving a practical demonstration of how this, what we are living in, that is reality. That's not false. And Prabhupada goes on to say that this is reality, but this is not permanent. This is temporary reality. temporary manifestation. This will manifest, this has manifested now, after some time, this will unmanifest again. So in that way, we don't have to, you know, engage all our senses and our emotions and feelings and desires into this world. We don't have to do that. But we have to know that this is reality. And the purpose of this reality is to be understood. Just like Vedic literatures are so vast, so many literatures, so many books are there. If you go to Vedas, so many lakhs and lakhs of verses. Chatur Vedas, four Vedas are there. But one has to understand what is the purpose of the Veda. Vedescha sarver aham eva vedyaha. That one has to understand Krishna from the Vedas. If he has come to that conclusion, he has understood Vedas. Otherwise, it's like waste of time, energy. He has lost the right direction of his study of the Vedic literatures. Similarly, this world is there, but we have to understand the purpose, the direction where this world wants to take us. And that we can only understand when we read the scriptures, like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. There it is explained what is the purpose of this material existence, why this has been created, why we are existing here, and what should be the goal of life, what should be the purpose of existence. So these things will be revealed to us through the scriptures and through the devotees of the Lord, who understand very well why this material world exists and what is the purpose behind it. So Srila Prabhupada made it so clear to the devotees who were sitting that time, and enhancing them to see that everything is connected to Krishna. Parashya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. Everything, there are so many Shaktis are there. These unlimited Shaktis of the Lord, they are just manifesting in so many different varieties in this world. But we have to understand that these Shaktis are not separate. They are from Krishna. There is a connection, there is a relationship. Prabhupada gives the example of a cloud. When the sun is there, he gives its energy, heat, and then water from the oceans evaporate, and that forms the cloud. And because of the cloud, sometimes we cannot see the sun. The cloud covers our vision, although the sun is there, but it covers our vision to see the sun. So sometimes when we are in the material world, we are not able to see Krishna. That doesn't mean Krishna is not there, or Krishna's connection to this world has stopped. No. Krishna is there very much. Only if we are able to go above the clouds can we see the sun. Similarly, when we go beyond these modes of material existence, we can see Krishna face to face, brilliant. So, Srila Prabhupada was so beautifully, he was elaborating and giving a vision, a spiritual, subtle, psychological vision and experience to the devotees, that see Krishna everywhere, how Krishna is manifesting in his energies, and see that connection with Krishna, and then that there is nothing material, then everything is spiritual. Although we say this material world, but this material becomes material because we are not able to see Krishna. Otherwise this is not material, because nothing false can come out from reality. How can false exist or come out from a reality, eternal reality? It cannot. So similarly, how can material come out from spiritual personality? Supreme Lord is an eternal spiritual being. How can something material will come out? Material cannot come out from spiritual personality. But it appears material because we forget that connection. We just don't remember that connection. And therefore it appears material. And then it causes us all the despondencies and sufferings we go through because of handling the material things in forgetfulness of Krishna. Otherwise, Vishwam Purna, when the devotees, when they see this world, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, they see it is full of happiness because they are always seeing Krishna's connection. But for an ordinary person, if you ask him, how do you see this world? He says, the newspapers are the front page of the world. And they are telling, they are revealing, what is this world about? And we hear newspaper is filled with all atrocities and problems and sufferings and troubles. Every individual here and there are going through. So this world is dukkhalayam, material, because material, it is full of miseries. But for a devotee, sukhayata, it's like wonderful. Why wonderful? Because Krishna's connection they are able to see. They are perceiving Krishna's love and Krishna's protection and Krishna's interference every now and then they are seeing. Therefore it is wonderful for them. A devotee apparently when he is going through a very difficult time, very suffering situation, how is it possible that devotee in such a suffering situation also can be very happy? Like Bhishma Pitama, we are hearing his name. He was hit by the arrows all over the body. And he was lying on the bed of arrows. But we don't see him yelling and crying. We don't hear any narrations. Or those devotees or those personalities who could see him directly, they also never mentioned that, oh Bhishma, why you are crying? Why are you in pain or something? Although he must be in pain because the body, ultimately body is there, body has been pierced through the arrows. There will be pain, no doubt, but he is not suffering. He is actually just immersed in meditating on Krishna, Krishna's love for him, Krishna's love for his devotees, Pandavas. He is just thinking about all those things. He is completely immersed in perceiving Krishna, Krishna's love, Krishna's protection. And he's lying there in that situation. So apparently, externally, it may be a very difficult, tremendously difficult position he is in. But still, his consciousness is fixed, very clear. He's remembering Krishna, Krishna's love, Krishna's protection, Krishna's love for his devotees. He's just thinking about all those things. And he is experiencing great pleasure in his heart. So, a devotee, his vision becomes totally different because they are seeing Krishna Sambandhe. They are seeing Krishna's presence everywhere. That's what Krishna tells Bhagavad Gita when we go ahead. He elaborates on which all places or what all things you can see me. And he reveals how I am the Indra, how I am the sun, how I am the moon, how I am best in everything, even in animals, animate, inanimate. Everywhere he talks about how you can see me. Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu, chintosi, chintosmi yan maya. How can you remember me? Keshu keshu, even smallest of the smallest creation you can think of me. Because everything is my manifestation. Everything is coming from me. Everything is maintained by me. And everything is moving on because of me. So this is a very beautiful aspect Srila Prabhupada was touching. It was very wonderful to hear directly from Prabhupada, reading those beautiful transcripts. How much Prabhupada has faith in Krishna and how much Prabhupada is perceiving Krishna is revealed through those, what he's speaking, what he's telling to the devotees. That how, Krishna is there everywhere and we have to just connect it to him and our life will be perfect. And another beautiful aspect, what Prabhupada is talking in the purport here, because these purports are for 10,000, next 10,000 years. And they are the guideline, beacon lights for all the ships on the ocean to know where is the shore. So here in this purport, Prabhupada is touching a very beautiful aspect, concept. He says in the purport, the respectable superiors like Bhishma and the grandfather and Dronacharya, the teachers, are always worshipable. This reveals what is Arjuna's heart, what is Arjuna's vision towards Bhishma Pitamaha and Dronacharya. In the second purport, like fifth purport, it is said that, you know, being on the side of Duryodhana, these two personalities have lost the opportunity to be respected as the teachers because they are from Adharma side. Duryodhana is Adharma side. So being from the Adharma side, they have lost already their respectability in one aspect, one angle of vision, one angle of understanding. But Arjuna is not adhering to that understanding, because Arjuna has a very personal relationship with these personalities. And therefore, Arjuna understands that these two personalities, very, very great, grand personalities, very powerful personalities, very learned, and they know, these two personalities, you know, standing next to Duryodhana, they know that Krishna is there in the front, in the opposite side. And they are no lesser learned people. They are very learned people. They know the scriptures. We say Mahajan, and one, Bhishma Pitama is one of the Mahajanas who understands the most deepest aspect of the scriptural understandings, the Dharma, very clearly. And we are supposed to follow in the footsteps and try to understand in, through them, the religious principles. So these two personalities, although being on the side of Duryodhana, they very clearly know that Krishna is on the other side, but still they are there because they understand Krishna's higher plan. Because they have understood that their role of why they were existing, that role is over. They did not, you know, try to extend their lifespan more by trying to change their side. They understood that our purpose, why we were existing, that is over now. That is clear. Our role is finished in the service of the Lord. Now Lord personally has come, and now He has taken the charge of protecting the Dharma, maintaining the Dharma, and preaching Dharma. He has come personally. Now our role is finished. So they are very happy. Although they are on the other side, they are happily there, understanding or just meditating or thinking that, okay, you know, we have a golden opportunity to leave our body in presence of Krishna. Who will have such an opportunity? Because in the beginning of the battle only, they know it for sure that we are going to lose it. In fact, when the battle began and Arjuna showered the arrows at the feet of these great personalities, heartily they blessed him, Vijayi Bhava, you know, may you become victorious. So their heart is telling, you become victorious. What does it mean? That means we are prepared. We have prepared our consciousness to give up this life. Our life is over, finish. Our purpose of our life is over. Let you be the winner. And let you follow the directions of Krishna and spread the religiousness or Krishna consciousness everywhere. So it's very sweet to, you know, think about, contemplate about how Krishna, how Arjuna is seeing these two personalities. Although they are on the opposite style, still in his heart he understands or he is respecting them as a respectable personalities. And he's saying, my dear Krishna, you are Madhusudan, you are Arisudan, you are not Sandipani Munisudan, or you are not Ugrasen Sudan. You are not killing your relatives, you are superiors, you are killing enemies. So why you are telling me to kill my superiors? They are my superiors. And you are telling that, you know, in the previous verse number 3, he says, give up this klebhyam maasmagamaha partha. Give up this importance, Arjuna. You are a Kshatriya. You are not an ordinary person. Why you are behaving or speaking like a coward, like a person who doesn't have prowess to fight? You are son of a kshatriya, O son of pratha. You are kshatriya. You have prowess. So why you are declining to fight? Fight. So Krishna is trying to encourage Arjuna. And Arjuna, being a natural devotee, he respects these two personalities. And he is a kind of overlooking this defect which Prabhupada is pointing out here. The defect that they are on the side of Duryodhana, therefore they have lost the respectability of teachers. Because teacher means they are on the path of dharma. They are practitioner of dharma and they are propagator of dharma. But here what they are doing, two of them, they are on the side of Duryodhana. They are on the side of adharma. How are they protecting dharma? How are they propagating dharma? No. They are doing opposite. So, on one level, vision, they have lost the respectability, but in the heart of Arjuna, they have not lost. Because Arjuna understands that why they are there and what is the internal reasons why they are there. He understands. Therefore, he has not given up that respectability. And the same concept I am trying to just bring it to our particular lives. When we are practicing devotees, when we see a teacher or a superior, he is not up to the mark what we expect him of, then naturally we lose respect in our heart. In the Vedic times, in the combined family scenario, where there is a family, a combined family is there, everyone is there, all brothers are there, their parents are there, then all brothers' wives are there, their children are there, they are living together as a one unit family. In that family, everyone respects the superior. And if the superiors are not up to the standard of being a superior, they lose the respect. They don't follow their superiors. And therefore, it is very important. Srila Prabhupada says, even a devotee who comes in Krishna consciousness even for one day and practices Krishna consciousness, he becomes the leader of Krishna for those who have not come to Krishna consciousness. For everybody else. Because everybody else sees, oh, he is one day Krishna. They don't see he is one day Krishna conscious. They see he is Krishna conscious devotee. He is representing Krishna. So, they have a respect in their heart. They see him as something different than ordinary people. And they feel like asking questions or taking guidance or inquiring and things like that. So therefore, Prabhupada emphasizes that devotees of Krishna consciousness, when they become devotees, they have a great responsibility on their shoulders. Because just wearing this dhoti kurta, that doesn't make a person devotee. Just wearing dhoti kurta. What is needed is the wisdom, detachment, and a good conduct for a devotee. If he is not wise, if he is not detached, and if he doesn't have good conduct, people immediately lose faith. People immediately become disrespectful. So therefore it is very important, every devotee, whether he knows or not, he is leader in the eyes of others. Other junior devotees or even outsiders. So therefore it is very important for every devotee how he conducts himself, how he talks, how he behaves, how he exhibits his detachment from the worldly things, and how he not only has the wisdom, knowledge, but how he practices that knowledge of Krishna consciousness in his life. Because that will help others to have respect for him. It's not that devotee wants respect for himself. He doesn't want that. He's not after puja labh pratishthana. Wants that, so how many people are respecting me. He's not into counting business. That 1, 2, 10, 15, 100, 1000, 2000, 500 and 5000. He's not into counting business. But he understands that if other person is respecting me, actually he's not respecting me. He's respecting my spiritual master. He's respecting Srila Prabhupada. He's respecting Krishna actually. So a devotee takes the responsibility on his shoulder to conduct himself very nicely, very properly, as a devotee is expected to be. Because if any one person also respects him, that person is making tremendous spiritual advancement. Because Krishna accepts that respect which is coming through that devotee, and Krishna profusely blesses him. Oh, you are respecting my devotee. You are so wonderful, so nice. Even if he fails to go and offer obeisances to Krishna, but he is respecting a devotee, Krishna becomes all the more happier than if he would have come and offered directly obeisances to Krishna. Krishna becomes more happy when he sees his devotee is respected. Yasya prasadat. No. What is that verse? When we worship a devotee of Krishna, that pleases Krishna more than his own worship. I am forgetting the verse. But very beautiful verse is there. Narad Muni speaks about that. So for others' benefit in Krishna consciousness, we take the responsibility of conducting ourselves very nicely, speaking, relating with others very nicely, with Vaishnava etiquettes, with humility. Because wisdom naturally brings humility in the heart of a person. If a person is just grown by age and he doesn't have that humility of the heart, then that natural respect and natural wanting to submit ourselves to that personality doesn't appear in the heart. It just goes away. One doesn't want to submit. One doesn't want to follow. Why? Because he is not able to see that ripened fruit of wisdom, that humility manifesting through him. So, therefore, it is very important for every devotee, practicing devotee, that he cultivates this quality of humility in his heart. Because that's the real representation of somebody who is very wise, very full of wisdom. That's the indication. But if somebody is very arrogant, although he may know so many shlokas, that Digvijay Pandit came to fight with or debate with Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami did not at all argue with him. He just signed the that paper that, okay, you have defeated us in debate, in discussion of the scriptures. Because he thought it's just a waste of time. I have more better services to perform than to debate with him. So a devotee is not in those aspects, but surely he practices this principle of humility in his heart. He understands, because Prabhupada says, as the tree grows and has a wonderful fruits, what happens? The more number of fruits are there, the tree bends down because of the weight of the fruits. If the tree doesn't have fruit, it's like erect, proud. But if he has fruit, he immediately humbles down. That's the indication that the tree is filled with fruits, ripened fruits, because he is humble, he is humbling himself, he is bowing down. So same way, a devotee is a great devotee when he has this wonderful humility in his heart. Otherwise, one loses the respectability. people won't feel like respecting. They think he is very arrogant person, he is very argumentative, I don't want to go near him. So people repel rather than get attracted to a devotee. And devotee, as I said, he is not interested in collecting the number of followers to see how many people are getting magnetically attracted to my personality or me. He is not into that. Because he understands that what they are attracted to is not me actually, it is Krishna. Krishna is just manifesting some splendor, some of his potency through me, because of which these devotees are getting attracted. So the devotee understands he is just, Krishna is just using him as an insignificant instrument. And actually Krishna is attracting everyone. So let me just try to be Krishna's instrument. And that's his consciousness, and that's how he is trying to continue his service. Although thousands of people may be, you know, following his instructions and asking, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? Or things like that. But if a person doesn't have these qualities which we are talking about, then he doesn't earn that respect. And then anyone who is connected to him, they are not able to benefit. They are not able to grow in their Krishna consciousness. So therefore, it is very important every practicing devotee in Krishna consciousness conducts himself in such a way that, you know, he is able to earn that respect from everyone else. Not for his own sake, but for their and for Krishna's increasing the glories of Krishna. They are doing that. So this is a very beautiful aspect which has been, you know, discussed by Srila Prabhupada in these two wonderful purports, which is very, very practically relevant for every one of our lives. Thank you very much. Is there any question, any comment, anything? Already time is over. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. Granth